Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're interrupting the normal course of programming to go live to the much-anticipated press conference being conducted by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran. Let's listen in.
I would like to offer congratulations on the advent of the holy month of Ramadan. It's just around the corner. It's a month of uprising, fasting, and empathy, and a month of blessings for all of us. The month of Ramadan is the month of friendship and dispensing with and doing away with vengeance, grudges, and this month of fraternity, peace, and brotherhood, giving away and benevolence. Hopefully, the month of Ramadan will be a month of full of blessings for our people and Muslims. I would also like to offer congratulations to the great nation of Iran on the occasion of the epic-making election, the anniversary. That was on the 24th of Khordad, 1392. That's 2 years ago. At the time, there was a sensitive situation the country faced in the past couple of years. There was this feeling of international crisis in international relations, in foreign relations, hard economic times. That's what the Iranian people faced. There was a rift and division regarding social and political situation between groups and factions. There was a security air regarding cultural issues as well as in educational centers. On the other hand, ill-wishers also had assumed that by putting pressure that they impose unjustly on the Iranian people, they thought that the people will not see a high popular turnout. That's what they expected. Well, all what they had in their minds was that the solution of political issues, that the people will not find a solution to political issues by attending the ballot, by voting. But the people took part, and they created a big epic. They announced to the world that democracy prevails, dominates in this country, and awareness and vigilance on the part of the great Iranian nation, the instructions, highly effective guidelines of the leader of the Islamic Revolution that address everyone, even those who may have some hard feelings regarding the Islamic establishment. He invited everyone to attend the polling stations and announce that the people's vote is the right of the people, actually, in Islamic terms. So the people rushed to the polling stations, and there was a 72% turnout of the eligible voters, and they created this great epic. So the 24th of Khordad does not belong to any faction or a political group. It's the day of the victory of the Iranian people. So congratulations also belong to the great people of Iran, and also the leader of the Islamic Revolution should be congratulated. He was very well able to lead the people to the polling station. So by the ballot that the people cast for moderation, hope, and prudence, the people by doing so meant that everything, that law should be a reference for everything. By moderation, it's meant that the entire social, political, and economic movements should fall within legal framework. So moderation means that no overnight decision should be made in the country. Moderation means that things should be assigned to experts in relevant fields. So the people wanted to see if an air of stability and peace prevail the society, in the economy, in various economic markets. People were willing to be able to pin their hopes on a bright future. People didn't want to be pessimistic regarding the future of their economy, the future of their political relations, future of domestic political relations, as well as the future of the presence of culturality. They didn't want to be doubtful in these spheres. They wanted to have a future with a better life, a more secure atmosphere, and better living conditions. This is what the people wanted to hope for. So the government officials tried their best to move in the same direction. So I would like to inform the Iranian people that no decision has been made by this government unless after consultations and deliberations with experts. Well, the atmosphere in these 2 years has been a calmer atmosphere for dialogue. The economic and political situation has brought peace and tranquility to society. It was a very tough situation at the threshold of the presidential election 2 years ago. Any government that would come to office would face a very difficult and tough situation. An inflation rate which had gone beyond 40%, the economic situation that had a negative growth of -6.8%, the situation when the foreign exchange and the commodities market face hourly tension, at the situation when investments face negative growth, and also a situation where stagnation prevailed in economy. That was an unprecedented situation in the history of Iran in terms of simultaneity of stagnation and inflation, that's stagflation. And any government that would start work would see a host of problems and issues. So attempts were made so that, the promises were made would be fulfilled. So this government in the past 22 months has attempted to try to fulfill and make good on the promises it has made to the people on any front. That's the economic salvage, a revival of moral values, and a constructive interaction with the world. These are the three promises that were made to the people during the electoral campaign. We wanted our national dignity, given the accurate and actually befitting situation of this people. We wanted them to be proportionate, the standing of the people in our situation. We wanted their relations with the world to be in such a way that Iran would not be considered a threat in the region and the world. We meant a fraternity and peace. This is what we wanted to follow with our neighbors and better relations as well. We wanted to see all our rights restored altogether, and not only one right. We knew that alongside the safeguarding of nuclear rights, rights of people's access to international markets should also be provided simultaneously. Well, we did know that the right of this people, the people have right to all technologies. We were aware that the people had the right to have a proper international transportation. And also we were aware that the people had the right to benefit from economic relations for the sale of various goods, you know, from cars to petrochemical products, to purchasing of all kinds of requirements, so that the right situation would be there for the export of goods, and also the insurance, and also shipping lines, financial and banking relations. We are not a people to have only one right. We cannot dispense with the rest of our rights. We cannot see others infringe on those rights. So the 24th of Hordat election meant to safeguard and protect all the rights of this great nation. This would mean constructive interaction in order to maintain the rights of the people and national interests. Now, to that end, serious negotiations that were also effective and that within a logical framework, this kind of negotiation started with a P5+1. From the very beginning, our red lines were clear. Now, at this point, I should thank the leader of the Islamic Revolution both for drawing up and depicting the major lines in the course of negotiations, and also for his serious support for the negotiators. Also, the fact that because of his presence, national unity and solidarity has been maintained. And I should also appreciate the great people of Iran for their constant support for the government, especially when it comes to nuclear negotiations, where we face six world powers in the course of these negotiations. And powerful negotiators also of ours, especially the foreign minister who is heading the negotiating team. I should also thank them, because whatever we have acquired so far has been a source of national pride. So today we are at a situation where 2 years ago, nobody, no great power, at least we can say the P5 plus one, and other Western powers and even Eastern powers, when it came to the right of having the right of enrichment in Iran, nobody admitted to that. That was within our right, but it was not expressed by anybody. But today, you can't find anybody in the world, even the great Western powers, the P5 plus one, when it comes to the fact that Iran, inside Iran, the right of enrichment is there, and that Natanz doors will remain open, and even Fordow will continue operating. No doubt about this. So this is the greatest achievement within nuclear rights. Well, 2 years ago, none of the Western powers admitted and acknowledged that Iran will be able to, when it comes to research and development, and also advance centrifuges to continue operations, even through injecting UF6 in advanced centrifuges for the sake of R&D. But nowadays, everyone acknowledges and admits the same thing. Maybe there were different readings and comments regarding the sanctions, but today nobody is doubtful that the implementation of the agreement will be simultaneous with the removal of economic and financial sanctions that were brutally imposed on the Iranian people. 2 years ago, nobody accepted that through a final agreement, all the brutal resolutions of the United Nations Security Council will be nullified and terminated. Now, what we have obtained today, I'm not talking about the future, what we have attained and acquired so far has been a great victory for the great nation of Iran, and this victory belongs to the people. And this people, through steadfastness and resilience, attained these rights. So I'll just wrap up and conclude this discussion. This is your opportunity, so I'm taking advantage of your opportunity. I'll let you ask your question. Now, when it comes to sanctions, there are two major issues that you should not forget. One is the aspects and dimensions, or the actually the depth of the sanctions, and the other one is the management of the sanctions. Well, these two should be differentiated. Everyone should know that sanctions are illegal, they're inhumane, they're immoral, no doubt about it. That the sanctions have been blind sanctions, not targeted sanctions. If there was a sanction regarding against the nuclear industry, maybe I have described them to be like anti-human and immoral, maybe then that would be exaggeration, overplaying things. But this sanction was even placed on the purchase of wheat. It also was imposed on buying basic food staples for these people. The sanctions also was directed at any kind of investment in Iran, even investment for a dam that would provide water for agriculture. And some people were surprised, but they shouldn't be surprised. The sanction was even directed at a dam that would provide drinking water for the dwellers of a city. So this is the depth of the sanction. It was even placed against medical equipment and medicine used at hospitals. So this, you shouldn't have any doubt that this has been an immoral, anti-human sanction that covering up the tyranny of the tyrants is not a good thing to do when, if you just express and publicize oppression or tyranny. It's not a bad thing to do. You shouldn't cover it up. But there is one point, and that is the management of the sanctions. Well, the aspects have been really extensive. It affected even the drinking water and bread that the people use. But this government managed to manage the sanctions very well. And even if the sanctions are going to brutally continue again, the government will be managing it again. And the reason is what the government has been doing in the course of the past 2 years. The reason is that what the people pay to hospitals, instead of 37%, it has risen to 4.5%. Another reason is that 9 million people, maybe a bit more, actually 9.2 million people, have been covered by insurance, those who